This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
Kicking off another hour of this live edition of Free Talk Live. It is Mark with you.
Silver Dave.
And Jay.
And you can call in, talk about whatever is on your mind on this edition of Free Talk Live. Silver Dave, why do they call you Silver Dave?
That's a great question, and I'm glad you asked. So I've been into silver for a bunch of years now, and actually about 7 years ago I got really into silver, especially after having spent 10 years working for the government in the Army and watching the wars and the way they throw the paper money around, as we were just talking about the spendexes. And it actually goes on. It's the list goes on for the ways in which the money is wasted. Show me the ways.
Yeah.
And there are so many.
How long were you in the military?
10 years.
10 years. So you got to see plenty.
So I got. But also in the special forces, you really see a lot more.
They hide less from you.
You really get a much more full experience. And that's what led me to believe that physical money, gold, silver, physical assets were the real wealth, that paper money was pieces of paper with numbers drawn in them.
I certainly don't have anything to argue about having some specie on hand, some metals or anything like that. But you recently bought some cryptocurrency too, right?
That's true. That's true. And so, I mean, you know, a few things. I still... you know, just going back a little bit, is that over the past 7 years, I became Silver Dave partially because I was into silver, but also I founded Sons of Liberty Mint, which was essentially...
I've still got some of your minted coins,
and
if
thank
we call
you.
Them that, yeah.
And I'm glad. And actually, everyone in this room has probably a few, just to say the least. But, you know, we really focused on fractional silver.
Yeah.
Sons of Liberty Mint did get purchased by Pyramet. And you can buy the Pyramet Silver Card and other Sons of Liberty Mint products that they, you know, they still have, and or some of which they still make. But so I got really into silver, and I still love silver. However, I love silver, and I think that everyone should have some silver, especially fractional. But
what do you mean by fractional? What's that mean exactly?
Oh, that's a great question. So fractional silver is more divisible and is usually less than one unit,
smaller pieces.
Right, smaller pieces. Better for barters and trades in the event that you needed to buy a bag of rice or a chicken or a box of bullets and the price of silver may have gone up. You probably don't want to pay, you know, $5,000 for a chicken, but you want to have change.
Right.
So, you know, it's good to have that divisibility.
Indeed. And you bought some crypto?
But I bought some crypto, yeah, because I don't see the silver prices. I don't see them going up for a longer time. I do think that there is an up potential, a lot of up potential for silver particularly, but in the longer term, I think that Bitcoin in particular has a lot of up potential. And quite frankly, I do think the probability is that it may be the likely future currency of this country and or many other. It may become the future currency. And I think that's a probable thing. So I think it's going to go up, and it's just going to keep going up.
Well,
so I, as an investor, and another note is that, you know, I bought into Bitcoin as an investor, not necessarily for ethics. I know that some people, you know, believe that it may disempower the dollar, but I think it's possible some of the people that are behind the dollar could be behind Bitcoin, and they may still benefit from it. But regardless, I see making a lot of money as an investor at a minimum in Bitcoin. So I did get into it. And also, you know, I want to be modern. You got to sometimes, you know, you got to be modern and flexible.
Yeah, I mean, you know, no matter how we feel about metals, and I feel pretty positively about them, you can't stick them in the vent ports of your computer and have them come out someplace in, like, Korea.
Right. The problem with silver in particular, and the reason why it's just not a realistic currency, is that it doesn't transfer, and it's hard to divide up, and so it just makes it a very difficult exchange medium to use. In modern day, internet, shipping, people need money that can move.
People want to be able to buy bubble gum, and you can't buy bubble gum with silver.
And it's hard to buy bubble gum.
I mean, you could, but it's
maybe that Big League Chew stuff that's a little more, I don't know.
Yeah, what, in your case, the Sons of Liberty mint that you were making 1 gram, a point gram, I don't know what it was, smaller pieces. What were they?
Yeah, well, we made a lot of different sizes, but 1/10 was a really popular.
1/10 of what?
1/10 of an ounce, I'm sorry.
Troy ounce, okay.
Yeah, 1/10 of a troy ounce, but still, that's $1.50 in this current modern prices.
I don't know the last time. I don't know the last time y'all were at a convenience store, but gum, it's hard to get gum for less than $1.50 these days.
It almost seems like now all the gum comes in these big packs. Like you used to be able to get like 5 sticks of gum. Now you got to buy like 40. Everything is Costco. Like I live in Idiocracy.
Well, it's the aspartame, the government subsidized sweetener aspartame. Gum is a whole nother issue. Like a couple of years ago, when I was 4 or 5 years ago, we had the horse farm. My dad was still around. We had all these teenage kids up there, and every one of them was addicted to gum. So I'm starting to like Google aspartame, and I'm looking into aspartame, and the girl I was dating, a decade ago, she was addicted to aspartame. She literally had classic aspartame withdrawals, and aspartame is like this. I'm not
sure. What was the way of distributing aspartame to herself? Well,
gum.
Gum. Okay.
Just constantly chewing gum.
Okay.
And like some people shoot it, some people snort it, some people chew it.
It's not much different when you talk about Diet Coke, you know?
Well, same thing. It's in Diet Coke. But and I'm rusty on what aspartame actually is, but I believe, and somebody will prove me wrong if I'm wrong, but I believe it's the fecal matter of genetically engineered bacteria or yeast is essentially what it is. It's just an artificial sweetener.
I know it makes my wife insane, though.
Oh, it has a lot of side effects on people. And I was reading about it.
What I mean by that is the existence of it makes her insane.
Well, she understands.
There's not much that I'm not allowed to do, philandering and drinking aspartame. Those are the things. That's about where we're at in the marriage.
Right? In the bathroom.
Do what you want.
Aspartame. What are you doing in there, honey? Nothing.
But yeah, people, like, if you find yourself buying gum every single day, if you're driving down the road, don't do it. But when you stop, take that pack of gum into your pocket. See if it has aspartame in it. And just do yourself a favor and just Google the side effects of aspartame. It's bad stuff. And like Dave says, our food is just full of all this fake junk. And it's government subsidized, of course, because it's produced by the Merck Corporation, who wants to force vaccines on you also.
So this story that you had about the politician that basically came out and endorsed Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies, do you feel like you got through it? Or
Yeah, there's one little thing
one
here.
One quote that you had.
I would like to...
Yeah, so this is this guy, Brad Sherman. He is a Democrat from L.A., not to say the Democrats have cornered the market on saying stupid things about cryptocurrencies, because they haven't. But, he had, some quote or another?
Yeah, well, so this is the end of the article from Forbes. Mr. Sherman realizes that the United States and other countries with major currencies, and it should be fiat currencies, but major currencies will lose considerable power if they are no longer in control. While his understanding of technology potentially is accurate, technology's potential is accurate, it appears that the congressman does not understand the improbable of being able to ban ownership of these decentralized digital currencies.
Right. It worked so well when the government tried to ban ownership of marijuana, for instance. I mean, if demand is high enough, people are going to get it, and the government can't stop Bitcoin without stopping the Internet.
That's right. And they can't stop us from engaging in mass transactions. And I was talking to a friend about this thing a couple of days ago. He's like, well, what if they ban Bitcoin? I go, well, I hope they make it a death penalty for using it, because it's just it's nonsense to ban Bitcoin. There's really no way they can stop us from using it.
Well, yeah. But I have wondered if they put up and they said like there was a major penalty, like you just said, like maybe not death, but maybe. But they just said if you're caught using it, then... we're going to put you in some life sentence or, death penalty, whatever it is. You don't think that would dissuade people from using it? You really think that would fire people up to use it more, Jay?
I think it'd make it much more attractive, yes.
I don't know what would happen. It's been some time that at this point, I think the barn door is like stuck open. I don't know if they could actually pull this off. There's a few rambling lunatics that might talk about banning Bitcoin like this guy, but you can see it's falling on deaf ears. I don't know if it depends on who's running these drugs and these guns that they're so worried, you know, that people are using Bitcoin to do. Is it the CIA? It's not like they've never done it before.
Yeah, they have the ability to do it, so I think they do.
855-450-3733. 855-450-FREE. This is in Free Talk Live.
Don't you hate that feeling in the pit of your stomach when the police pull you over? Most people have no idea how to handle it properly, and they promptly get fed into the municipal fee-generating meat grinder. Or maybe you recall that feeling you get when you go to the mailbox and see one or more letters from the IRS. You get a sense of impending doom, don't you? So let me ask you, if you could learn how to use the law to beat the IRS, traffic tickets, almost any courtroom scenario, collectors, credit card debt, and even a mortgage debt because of fraud perpetrated against you, would that be worth knowing about? Don't laugh. Investigate. Check out the life-changing benefits of the Lighthouse Law Club at their website, lighthouselaw.club. That's lighthouselaw.club. And while you're at it, visit the Lighthouse Law Club YouTube channel. You might be in for a pleasant surprise.
Are you concerned that the values that made America great are no longer taught in schools? Well, I am, so I got my son the Tuttle Twins children's book series.
My name is Jack, and I'm 11, and I just finished the Tuttle Twins series. It taught me about liberty, free market, economics, and entrepreneurship.
Give all the young people in your life a chance at reason and clear thought, because they're not going to get it at school. There are 9 books in the series, and each one teaches a set of ideas that children aren't getting elsewhere. Go to TuttleTwins.com and use coupon code FTL to get 40% off. That's TuttleTwins.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Hey, you know, listening to the show is great. Maybe you want to see us here in the studio. Check out Silver Dave. He's brand new. And
Yeah,
what he looks like. Whatever you want to do, go to dlive.freetalklive.com. It's a new streaming service we're using, and they've been pretty good to us. dlive.freetalklive.com. They got a little chat room over there, and it looks like the Canadian Frost and the Remnant and a couple other guys are chit-chatting in the room, Brandon, and having a grand old time. You could be, too. There's lots of folks at the Discord chat, too, if you go to discord.freetalklive.com. But your options, we try to keep them as open as we can here on Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
Silver Dave.
And Jay. Yeah, the Discord chat, I've been paying attention to that a little bit. That's pretty entertaining.
There's lots of people in there.
Oh, yeah. They're just and they're hilarious. The memes are popping up all the time and making comments.
You never know what you're going to get in the Discord chat.
The names are hilarious to these guys, too, the stuff they come up with.
Yeah. Let's go to Dave calling in from New Hampshire. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, gentlemen. We talked a couple of months ago about the sort of ongoing emptying out of the jails occurring in New Hampshire.
They're emptying out the jails? All right.
To some extent. It's the result of, that's a result of bail reform. But,
okay.
Now there's something else going on that is, I guess, annulment reform. And
what is annulment reform?
Well, annulment is when
you'll tell me.
Yeah, if you have a conviction, you get it taken off the record.
All right. Well, there's also an annulment for a marriage, too, so I was kind of confused.
Yeah. So, you know, whenever the New Hampshire Police Chiefs Association is whining, you know, something good is happening in New Hampshire, and they're definitely whining now. They think it's going too far, but the idea is that they just each year it seems to get a little bit more, I don't know, lenient or whatnot. The annulment process getting easier and easier. People are using it more and more, apparently. And there's a thing called Senate Bill 311 right now that I guess just passed the Senate. And what it does is let you get your crime annulled right after you finish your sentence, immediately.
Huh, that's interesting. And annul basically means, like, when you annul a marriage, it's like that marriage never
existed.
Happened.
Yeah.
Because I actually annulled my New Hampshire driver's license in 2008.
Now, I'll tell you some of the advantages to this is, you know, and I don't know how quickly. I get why people want to know if somebody's been convicted of a certain crime or something like that. But I recently went to Japan and got turned around by immigration. And their immigration said that this is a conviction from more than 30 years ago. And, well, at least the crime's from more than 30 years ago. The conviction, I guess, is from, like, 29 and a half years ago or something. The guy's like, well, there's nothing I can do. You seem like a really good guy. Seems like you've, turned your life around or whatever. And I'm like, yeah, thanks, pal. I hope whatever helps you sleep at night. But, I couldn't walk into the country of Japan because there sits on my FBI record.
Now, could you ask him? You know, go to the Japanese consulate here in the United States and have an interview with them or a sit-down, so maybe someday you could go to Japan?
I haven't spent any time thinking about that. Okay. I mean, I was just going to Japan for a business meeting, didn't have any idea that these things are going to happen. I've considered writing a letter to the new emperor over there in Japan. I thought that would be a hoot.
Years ago, I was going to go to the Philippines with a friend of mine because he wanted to interview a potential girlfriend, and he wanted to bring someone with him. And he's an older fella. He's in his 50s. You know, I was young 30s. And late 20s I was, and I was going to go with him. And I didn't have a passport. I didn't even have a driver's license. And basically I just contacted the Filipino consulate, I think it was called, and they confirmed that, yeah, you're cool to come to our country.
Was this before or after 9/11?
It was like 2005.
Okay.
And what they said, going back into the United States might be an issue, was what their concern was.
Sure.
Because I didn't have a passport.
It might be, but I tend to think you're going to be okay, right? Like the accent that you have is almost unreplicatable, right? Like, there's a very, there are very few sort of Russian spies that might be able to pull off an American accent generally. And you have a specific regional accent that, you know, is, they're just not, they're not doing hillbilly northern New England accents when they're teaching them in KGB school or whatever. So the chances of somebody having...
Yeah, they're gonna.
Probably not. I'm sad to say, they may be the they may be the salt of the earth, but they're not very particularly useful in Washington D.C. So, I mean, mostly I think you'd just be able to walk in by saying, "Hey, I don't have my passport. Sorry."
Right. Right.
Yeah. Dave.
Well, nothing else to add. Just nice to see another thing moving in the direction of liberty in New Hampshire. We, you know, obviously we're not super. I think none of us are going to be super comfortable with the idea of horrible people who've done violent crimes getting out of jail, but most of these crimes people get thrown in jail for are not harmful to others, and so
victimless.
You see the jails emptying out a little bit, and that's and the annulments moving forward.
Indeed. Most, thank you very much for the call, Dave. Most people who are in prison today are in for a crime that didn't have a victim, and thus probably shouldn't be in at all. I'm sort of the opinion that... you know, in a libertarian world, there'd probably be a tenth, a 15th of as many people in prison as currently exist today. Because not only do you have to consider the people that are in for drug crimes and vice crimes of other sorts, but you have to also have to consider those that were driven to commit crimes. And I'm not saying they don't have responsibility for their actions, but those that chose to commit crimes in order to get money to feed the drug habit or whatever else it is, gambling, I suppose, is another possibility.
That exists because of the prohibition on drugs.
Right.
There's a, so I figured you could take a good chunk of the actual violent offenders in prison, and if it wasn't for government prohibition, there is a strong percentage of those violent offenses never would have occurred. I mean, some people are literally just like, today, if you're a black man, I think I would rather be judged by 12 than carried by 6 when it comes to a cop interaction. Because, I mean, I have no problem talking to a cop, but I got a couple of black friends who are like, dude, I could never do that. I would be dead.
Right.
And they are deathly afraid of the cops.
In your case, you have no driver's license.
Right.
You have, you know, lots of things. You know, like you, you're this odd individual who doesn't have a Social Security number.
Right.
Right. Yep. And so you'll tell them all exactly what you think of the profession and all those sorts of things. And I would agree with you. There are those that cannot.
Right. Right.
So, you know, that's... not so hot. Let's go on. I've got this great article from Reason here. And apparently, the AFL-CIO, are you guys familiar with them?
I don't know what the acronym stands
for. It's the American Federation of Labor and Congress of Industrial Organizations.
So, oh, so it's like a union.
It's the union. Yeah. The union.
Oh,
the
okay.
Big union.
Oh.
There's basically the Teamsters and the AFL-CIO.
Are they the people Jimmy Hoffa died for, or Jimmy Hoffa, or killed Jimmy Hoffa?
I wouldn't be able to speak to any of that. I don't know. I don't know what happened to Mr. Hoffa.
And, a little bit of Jimmy Hoffa in every one of these cans of tuna.
The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE is in Free Talk Live.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Alabama's Republican Governor KIV has signed an abortion ban into law. The measure makes Alabama one of the most pro-life states in the country. The bill makes abortion at any stage of a pregnancy a felony punishable by up to 99 years or life in prison. The bill's only exception would be when a woman's health is at serious risk. President Trump is issuing an executive order banning U.S. companies from using telecommunications equipment from firms that pose a threat to national security. FCC Chairman Ajit Pai joins Fox News and says the president made the right decision.
Protecting America's communications network system is critical to our national security, our economy, and our personal privacy. And especially when you're talking about companies that are located in countries that present a national security threat to the United States.
The president signed a bill last summer prohibiting the U.S. government from using equipment from two Chinese companies. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. It is, well, we're live, and you can call in and talk about whatever you want. If it's between 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern Time, no matter where you are in the world, no matter what day it is, you can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
Silver Dave.
And Jay.
The number is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. And you can also use the Discord lines. Go to discord.freetalklive.com. From reason.com, Christian, oh boy, Rich G, I'm going to hope that's right. The American Federation of Labor and Congress of Industrial Organizations, that's the AFL-CIO, has taken a radical turn in its recent social media postings, winking at the idea of airline workers executing their bosses, encouraging the proletariat to literally seize the means of production. I guess that means taking the factories from their boss, whomever owns it.
Yeah, that's the problem with unions, right?
Yesterday, the AFL-CIO tweeted an explainer video from the self-described anti-capitalist, worker-owned streaming platform, Means TV, featuring Dan Whalen, identified as a Marxist roofer, explaining that the middle class is actually an illusion spread by owners of society to divide the working class. All workers under capitalism are subject to the same conditions of constantly producing more as little wage compensation for as little wage compensation as possible. And this is the thing that I don't know that I will ever understand. Am I a worker? I just don't know.
Yeah, I don't agree with that guy's comment there, because it sounds like he was really kind of talking more about socialism or communism, where you're going to work and you're going to get paid this no matter what. And the thing is, you know, they talk about how capitalism so bad. You know, we really haven't experienced actual free market capitalism, best, you know, 100%. And you know, under capitalism, we've had tremendous growth and tremendous health. And under these Marxist and socialism and, you know, communism, which I will agree that that all hasn't been done right either. But even though it's been dabbled with, it's millions.
There's not much indication that it works.
Right. Millions of people have died. What? A lot of good has come from capitalism, but we don't have capitalism here in the United States. We have crony capitalism.
Right. And that's one of the difficulties of, for one, the word capitalism is that people don't understand it because they've seen whatever they've seen and they define that as capitalism. And it's probably not that either.
When the Federal Reserve Bank gives a 0% interest rate or a negative interest rate or a 0.0001% interest rate
to banks,
to Capital One, and Capital One socks you 36% on your credit card, that's not capitalism, because the actual interest rate would be whatever the market demands it to be, whatever you and I would want to lend money to somebody else, not, you know, these artificial, you know, banks just pumping it in.
Right, it's difficult to, one couldn't even guess what a normal rate of the cost of money would be in a world where the government wasn't pumping money into the system, because the government actually uses debt to pump money into the system.
Yeah, it's been, the system's been being pumped very consistently since 1913 with money. And, you know, going back to the first article and going back to the war, that's the reason war happens.
So, going on with the Marxist roofers stuff here, says differences in income, type of work, or lifestyle that we use to draw distinctions between working and middle class wage earners are all fictional, he goes on to say, created by the rich and the media. Now, I'm pretty sure I'm the media, best I can tell. Now, people won't call me the mainstream media because, well, I've actually had people ask me who tells me what to say.
Mm-hmm.
And Dave, you're new to the studio. I don't know that you've ever been in the Free Talk Live studios before, have you?
Well, I've seen it in here. I've looked in here, yeah. But I've never been on.
Yeah, you've never been on the air. Is there a handler in the room that's telling us what to do?
No.
Have you seen any indication that somebody is telling me, and maybe I'm handling you guys in a really surreptitious manner?
No. It seems pretty. Seems pretty natural.
Right. So here I am on 200 radio stations now across the country, and nobody has ever, we've never even heard from these handlers. Now, maybe they just think we're a bad prospect. I don't know. But, you know, they're not telling me what to say.
Media is a very broad term.
It sure is.
Because anybody who's a Alex Jones or Info Warrior, for example, is sure considered the media, which, you know, I was at one time. And you know, anybody could be. But also media is, you know, MSNBC and all these big ones. And I'll tell you, what he's probably talking about in the article is the fact that, you know, Fox and MSNBC and all these are very dependent on their advertisers. And when, you know, you're watching any of these media things and half of them are supporting military, half the advertisers are military-industrial complex and prison-industrial complex
and
Big Pharma, well, they're not going to talk about things that Big Pharma don't want them to talk about, because they're going to lose Big Pharma's thing. And
I mean, I'd love to have Big Pharma advertise on this show, but they don't.
I wonder why.
So going on here, the differences, the country's largest labor organization apparently found these textbook Marxist talking points convincing enough to tweet out the video, along with the caption, "We all need to seize the means of production." That tweet, taken on face value, seems to endorse some form of workers' revolution aimed at taking ownership of capital currently held in private hands. This, understandably, has raised a few eyebrows. And whatever you might think about unions and the AFL-CIO, my father was the president of local AFL-CIO, the mold makers, whatever, in Bradenton, Florida. He worked at Tropicana most of my life. You do the math. Most of my childhood, I guess. All of my childhood, he worked at Tropicana. And he would certainly have been a big proponent of the AFL-CIO, but the AFL-CIO has diminished in power over the course of the last 30 years. This organization is not what it used to be. So maybe what we're seeing here is sort of the death thrashings of this big organization. I don't know how many private sector...
I would agree with you, because just like the money system is becoming decentralized through cryptocurrency, everything else is becoming decentralized. People are learning that they can do better not dealing with unions. They're learning that the retirement funds, like many of these union retirement funds, are underfunded, especially cities.
Mm-hmm.
Just Google underfunded retirement. It just all these things show up. So, yeah, I would agree. I would say this is stuff is all becoming decentralized. And these big unions have got away. You know, years ago or whenever they were created, they had a really great thing. The intent was right. And they were, you know, making it safe for workers and whatnot. And they were actually doing things for the workers. And I believe a lot of the workers were really involved in the decision making when this first came about. But today it's just a couple of cronies, you know, in wearing suits. And they're deciding, you know, for the unions. I have a friend who's a union laborer in Western Mass. And he's trying to get out of it without like losing a bunch of the benefits and stuff.
Sure.
He's trying to find that a job that he can do. He's a equipment operator because the union does not bend to the will of the little guy anymore.
Yeah.
And a lot of the guys, they know this and are looking for alternatives.
And it's my understanding that about 40% of union workers vote Republican, which is the party that the union generally does not financially support. Or, you know, the presumption would be there that they don't agree with all or most of the things that the union that they've got, that they're in, that they're forced to pay into, says. And you shouldn't have to pay an organization that you don't agree with.
That's right.
This apparently last week, week before last, the AFL-CIO posted that it cost $1,200 to build a guillotine. Now, I don't know what that means, but it sounds like they're proposing chopping the heads off of Delta officials.
I could build one cheaper.
Yeah, probably. This is the first time the AFL-CIO has courted, not the first time AFL-CIO has courted controversy in the past few days with some of its social media content. Last week, in response to the widely circulated picture of Delta Airlines poster suggesting its workers would have more money for video game consoles if they didn't pay union dues, the AFL tweeted a meme suggesting that deprived of a union, workers would be spending that money on a guillotine instead. So there you go. That's what's going on with the AFL-CIO. Got more on this. Free Talk Live.
Would you like to hang out with Penn Jillette? He's keynoting Freedom Fest this year.
I, for one, am thrilled. Freedom Fest is the largest liberty-oriented gathering in the world. They take a Big Ten approach with libertarians, conservatives, liberals, anarchists, capitalists, and just open-minded people mingling together to hear real debates, share real solutions, and converse freely. This year's theme is the Wild West, a time of liberty and opportunity, or a time of anarchy and violence. Maybe both. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and get your tickets now. Freedomfest.com/FTL. Not convinced yet? Hey, I understand. It's a high-end event. Even with coupon code FTL50, sure, you're likely to receive investment advice that'll make that sum seem paltry. But I have something special for you. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and you'll get the 5 best speeches from last year for free. Call it a test drive. Do yourself a favor and go to freedomfest.com/FTL. Freedomfest.com/FTL. Use coupon code FTL50 for a discount.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime.
any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You are free to call in and talk live here on the airwaves. That's what we do.
It's Mark with you.
It's Over Dave.
And Jay.
The number is 855-450-3733. I want to tell you about a series of books that my son Jack just recently got. It's called The Tuttle Twins. And The Tuttle Twins is, it's sort of a, yeah, sort of somewhere in the neighborhood of sort of libertarian, conservative kind of book series. It teaches your kids the kind of things they're not going to learn in school and the ideas that they're not really going to get anyplace else, unless they're perhaps getting them from you, and it probably you'll do a better job than you have. Things like the Golden Rule, entrepreneurship, law and justice, and many classic works that are that are going to be useful for you. They're great for homeschoolers. They're great for kids that are going to regular school. I'd say the ages that we're talking about here are 5 for those that probably are being read to 11 for those who are reading on their own. You can get 40% off, 40% off, if you go to TuttleTwins.com and use coupon code FTL. It's TuttleTwins.com, coupon code FTL. My son loves it. If you get a chance to listen to any of the commercials here, you'll probably hear him talking about it. And actually, he has read some of these books more than once, which I think is probably the highest endorsement that you can get from an 11-year-old, is that if he takes his time to go through and read the book a second time, it's pretty good stuff. TuttleTwins.com, coupon code FTL to get 40% off of the 9-book series of the Tuttle Twins. Going on with this story from Reason.com about the AFL-CIO tweeting out admonitions to workers of America to seize the means of production. And I don't know what that is, but well, it doesn't sound entirely nonviolent.
Right. Are they going to come seize my means of production if I don't join their union? Are they going to send some men to do kneecap realignments at my place?
Right. I mean, you work for yourself more or less. You're sort of a, but you're definitely a blue collar laborer in that you work for people. Like, I don't even understand who they're talking to when they say these things. They're clearly talking in the one case where they're talking about rolling out a guillotine. They're talking about, say, the management of Delta. But these days, management, I mean, when you go to the Taco Bell, the manager is working right there alongside of everybody.
I wonder what level of management in Delta they're talking about.
I don't know.
The things with just the airline industry is just controlled by a couple of them. And I watched a documentary on this over the winter, and it's just amazing the stranglehold that basically Delta, United Airlines, and I forget who the other one has on all the airports and everything. And it's all because of government protectionism,
sure,
is what's going on. So, you know, the problem is all the regulations government lets down, and the noose government has around industry, allowing only a handful of entities to control specific industries, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, and I've worked as a salesperson most of my adult life, and I don't know what a salesperson would be considered. Are they management? Are they working class? Are they what are these people? I don't know. There's been better weeks and worse weeks as far as pay goes. Are we distinguished just by the amount of pay you make? I don't even know. They're telling me here, the AFL-CIO, they're explaining that there is no such thing as a middle class. That's just a distinction that is made by management in order to separate the workers. And I don't know what that means either. I don't know what any, like, I just feel like this organization is from sometime in the past, and they're attempting to speak their rhetoric.
Isn't the term middle class, like, straight out of, like, government economics?
Yeah, if you divide the earnings of all Americans, and you take what they call the quintiles, right? So there's an upper-class quintile. Yep. That's the top 20%. The next 20% down is the upper middle class. The next one is middle class. The next one is lower middle class. And the bottom one is called working class, which is a euphemism for people who don't want jobs. If you're talking about incomes in America and you're distinguishing people based on, you know, the people in the bottom 20% aren't working. I mean, there's a lot of people in America who are receiving Social Security and government checks and a variety of things. They're not workers. They're just getting a check. They may have been workers at one point, but they're not workers today. And so it's not fair to call people who are in the bottom quintile of, so if the lie's on the table, it's not middle class, it's working class is the lie that's been put out there.
I went on a date in Colorado, and I drive a pickup
truck. You were single back then, yeah.
I was single. And I drive in a pickup truck, and I show up in Boulder, and I pick this girl up on a date. And she goes, "Oh, is this what you drive every day?" I says, "Yeah." She goes, "This is like so working class." Well, I do work. And she was not stunned. Impressed that I just showed up in an old pickup truck.
Right.
20-year-old pickup truck.
Yeah, well, your 20-year-old pickup truck runs real well, and I can see why you wouldn't spend that kind of money on it. Why spend money on a $90,000 truck?
Oh, yeah, it's crazy.
What does it cost to buy a new truck today? Just if you wanted to get bare bones, I'm trying to go to work kind of truck. For gasoline and diesel, what's it cost?
Okay, so I was just looking at this a couple weeks ago in a magazine, and it was the work truck package.
Okay.
Which is the El Cheapo half-ton pickup truck. You wouldn't work it hard.
Okay.
Gas job, bare bones, crank windows. You're not putting a plow on this thing.
There's crank windows still available?
Yeah, it's got crank windows.
All right.
It was like $35,000. And I'm like,
really?
Yeah.
I can't believe you can buy a truck for $35,000.
But it's bare bones, regular
okay.
cab. Now, the crew cab work truck diesel was like $54,000 for a regular cab, and then like the these are Dodges.
So when you say regular cab, you basically mean two or three tops people in
correct.
This truck.
Three people not comfortable.
Three people sit like the one person sitting in the middle, which is arguably illegal in some states.
Well, they have a bench seat, so there's a seatbelt there. Now the crew cab one, which you could put, you know, like the plush one, it's got the leather bucket seats and a little console and a big seat in the back. That truck, they're like, oh, it was like $73,000 with. Blah,
why does
blah,
it cost
blah.
So much more
rebate.
To just put a couple of more seats in a truck?
Well,
because people will pay it.
So it's a premium truck. just for the diesel engines to meet emissions requirement on like a Dodge pickup today.
Yeah.
Just the emissions part is well over $10,000. Just for the diesel emissions truck thing. That same exact truck, if you bought it in South America, isn't going to have all those emissions crap on it, and actually going to get better fuel mileage. and like you buy in Mexico, for example, or Central America, and this is just $10,000 less off it. Also, it's cheaper there because they're built in Mexico, you know, the Dodge pickup trucks. But they got like plush leather seats. They got like my dad would say, man, them new pickup trucks, those new Lariats, they got everything but hot and cold running broads, you know, and they do. I mean, navigation, GPS, hill assist to start. A customer of mine, I get in a truck, step on a put it in drive, and I was on a hill with a trailer, and I let off the brake expecting for it to roll back just a little bit, and it didn't at all. In fact, it didn't even move forward until I was pressing on the accelerator. You know, it was like a 2017 Ford. I thought that was pretty cool. But, like, just all those things, I mean, is, and just the fact that for every truck that, like, Ford and GM and these guys build, it's their high-end thing, but every car and truck they build, like, just thousands just going towards pensions of all these retired employees that are collecting pensions. And there's thousands, I think the pension burden on, like, a Chevy Suburban or something was like $8,000 per Chevy, and then a tax burden was like, you know, and a loaded Chevy Suburban. These things are like $80,000 or something stupid.
It's hard to feel bad for somebody who goes out and gets a loaded Suburban because, it's mostly the government that's buying them.
Right.
And B, they clearly have the money if they're running out and buying a Suburban. So,
it's just an example of, if you look at Craigslist right now, actually it costs you $5 as of recently to put a car on Craigslist.
Really?
Yeah, it just started. All the guys complaining about it. I'm always looking for free firewood and Craigslist and stuff and marketplace, internet marketplaces. But there's so many, like, dirt cheap cars right now all over the place on these marketplaces and Craigslist and stuff. There's less on Craigslist right now because it costs $5 to put them on. So the used car market is totally flooded, and yet it's like $70,000 to $80,000 for these loaded, you know, everything pickup trucks. American, you know, Ford, Chevy, and Dodges.
Yeah, how can they afford it?
And it's just the example of a bubble, but who's driving all this equipment is, when I would go to these farm auctions, and I'm going to go to one this summer, we'll see if it still is, but I haven't been to one in a few years. But in New York State, these farm dispersal auctions, everyone driving the brand new equipment all worked for the county, the town, you know, the highway department, they were correctional officers, they were state troopers, or...
The firemen are just notorious.
Yep. Yeah, the Manchester Fire Department, all brand new jacked up diesel pickup trucks. Like eight of them.
Yep.
All the fire
departments. They love their trucks, but, you know, it's because they got that sweet government paycheck coming in.
Great big trucks.
they love the red ones in particular. The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Do you think the AFL-CIO still represents working class Americans in this country? Or even what a working class American is? I'd love to hear that definition. Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.